your Bibles tonight to the book of Genesis. Three pages in. Amen. Three or four pages into the Bible, chapter 3. Genesis, capítulo 3, versículo 21. Genesis 21, Genesis chapter 3, verse 21. Here we find, we see that something has gone terribly wrong. And as it has been terribly, as this incident has happened, now the first couple, Adam and Eve, they are hiding. Imagine you trying to hide from God. Isn't it still that we try to hide from God today? But they're hiding, and we think God is a serious God, but God has a sense of humor. Adam, Eve, where are you? Like if he doesn't know where they are, right? He's calling out their names. Adam, Eve, where are you? Why are you hiding? We're hiding because we finally see ourselves as we are. We're naked. And here in our text, in verse 21, it says, also for Adam and his wife, the Lord God made tunics of skin and clothed them. Let's pray tonight. Father, we thank you. We ask that you, God, be glorified in all that we do. Be magnified in all that we are, God, as we come to you, God, with a brokenness and a contrite heart, God. We thank you for your faithfulness, Lord, that you would cover us even in the midst of our failures. Help us, Father, as we trust in you, in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. See, man, when God said, why were you hiding? It was because man had discovered he and she were naked. And God, here in our text, he provided a covering. In other words, amen, man was exposed. Have you ever been exposed? Have you ever been brought out to the open? Amen. There you are in a state of vulnerability. You are in a state of, amen, being uncovered. In other words, you are exposed. Can you remember with me? Maybe when you were a kid, what was the worst trouble that you got into? Some are probably here, man. You don't want to know, Pastor, because I always got in trouble. See, I remember getting in trouble, but I don't remember getting in trouble like one of my brothers did. For those that don't remember, there used to be, before Walmart, there was a store called Kmart. Amen. That was way, way, way back in the day. My brother got caught stealing. You know, I did a lot of stealing myself, but amen. I just didn't get caught, but he got caught, and whoa, he got caught. The police brought him home. You can imagine, my dad was no business. He was straight to, let me take care of you. You did A, I'm going to take care of B, and don't do A again, because if you know, I'm going to get C, D, and E, and we're going to take care of you. So here it is. The policeman brings my brother home. My dad, my brother comes out of the police car. He's got the handcuffs. The policeman goes inside the car. He brings him out. The policeman tells my dad's already got the belt. And the policeman says, Mr. Brojas, can you at least let me leave before you start beating him? Before the policeman turned around, my dad was already at work. My brother learned their lesson. See, my dad made it clear that we were never, listen, because he punished one, all of us never wanted to feel the wrath of the Father. So my dad made it clear, folks, listen, if you do this, this is what can happen to you. And while that was bad, can I tell you, there are worse things that you have probably done even in your past. I would say many of us here, there are a lot of things that if you were to be exposed, you would be like, yep, that's what I did. But see, my brother got exposed. And my dad took care of it. Is there, amen? See, you intended to be right. You're wondering, I'm trying to do the right thing, but yet, we're still finding ourselves doing the same things over and over and over. Then we begin to ask ourselves, is there any hope for people like me? Can God forgive me? Does God love me? Because those things that I've done, they have taken their toll upon my life. Is there any way that I can truly come back? See, listen, once you're exposed, amen, everything is out in the open. Is there any way that I can come back from that which has been exposed? Can God even accept me now that all this has happened? The book of Genesis, it tells us, how everything happened. Genesis 1:1, over a six-day span of time, amen, God created everything that existed, that exists. Chapter 1 gives us an overview of God's creation. Chapter 2, it gives us a closer view of God now, amen, focusing upon his master plan, man. God created Adam. See, God spoke everything into creation, but in man, God breathed his spirit into him. Breathing his spirit of life into Adam. He placed Adam into the most perfect place on earth, the Garden of Eden. He gave Adam authority, over everything that he created. Adam, you are there. You get to name everything that I've created. What's this? Adam gave it its name. What's this? Adam gave it its name. What's that? Adam gave it its name. Amen. And you might say, why was it named? Because God gave him the authority to do all those things. See, he gave Adam, folks, the authority over everything that God had created. Adam had one job. Can I tell you? How many know that sometimes we only have one thing to do and we can mess it up? Amen? God gave Adam one job, to manage and take care of God's creation. And then God made Adam. Adam felt alone. God, I've already named. I've already done all those things. And now I'm lonely. How did Adam know he was lonely if he was the only one there? Can I tell you? Because that's in us. And God created. Do y'all know what Adam said when he saw Eve? Whoa, man! We'll just let that one pass. See, God made woman to share the life with Adam. Genesis 2:25, and they were both naked, and man and his wife, and were not ashamed. Imagine they're there in a place where you were in a state of, amen, nakedness, no covering needed to be over your life, amen, because of the innocence of your heart. You know, I truly enjoy, you know, when little kids come in and they raise their hands, pray for, bring, and they come in. Listen, it is in their innocence that they're praying for things that they probably do not have a true concept of what they are, truly believing. But they're saying, this is what I see. Can you pray for this? Isn't that wonderful? See, nakedness was not bad for them because they lived in a state of perfection. There was one thing that God told them not to do. One thing, don't do. Genesis 2, 16 and 17. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. Can I tell you what died? Their innocence. That's what died. They didn't, God didn't come in, pow, strike them dead cockroach, they're splatted. No, the innocence of their life. Remember, they were walking around in a state of perfection. They were walking around in a state where nothing, was wrong. And then they come in and they disobeyed God. And at that point, their innocence was gone. Adam and Eve did the one thing. How many times has somebody said, don't do that one thing? And we're like that little kid that just gets closer and closer and closer because we were told not to do it. And by golly, I'm going to do it because they told me not to do it. So I'm going to go against what. And listen, and that's where we're in the situation we're at now. See, God came looking for them. God came after they ate the forbidden fruit. Chapter 3, 8 and 9. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, where are you? But why did they hide? Remember, because of their disobedience, the innocence of their lives, amen, was stripped away, and they had to go into a state of hiding. Adam tried to hide, but eventually, amen, he came out telling the Lord, she did it. She did it. God, I told her not to touch it, but she didn't listen to me. She did it. See, man didn't want to take responsibility. Can I tell you, man doesn't want to take responsibility to this day. See, they had lost their innocence, and now they were ashamed to face God. They were ashamed because of what they did, and they knew that, they would have to bear from that point going forward the consequences of what they did. See, work now became labor. Ladies, childbearing now became, difficult and painful. Blame Eve. Blame Adam. I didn't get an amen, so hallelujah. See, the perfection and innocence of the garden was now lost. The first couple disobeyed the Lord. God specifically told them of what to avoid, but they disregarded God and did it anyway. Their sin brought man to, the fall of everything. We would now be brought into a curse simply because of what Adam and Eve brought on. See, the struggle of life now would be upon us. Thanks to Adam and Eve. Now, things that God would never have done were now brought upon us. All creation today suffers because of, the first sin. The earth in which, was once perfect no longer is. Now we have storms. Now we have earthquakes. Now we have droughts. Now we have famines. Now we have thorns. And everything as we know it, little by little, is now deteriorating and going away. Because of this, now people die. Loved ones, trees, and everything now has to face death simply because, these two people failed to obey God and do as he said. Let me ask you tonight, can you think of anything worse that has ever happened during our existence? See, human innocence, as we know it, came to an end. A perfect world was now ruined. Ask yourself a question tonight. How does my sin rank to theirs? See, you might say to yourself, there's no way that my sin can be as to theirs, but can I tell you, sin, regardless of what sin it it still faces the same consequences. Every single one of us are in the same boat. Can I tell you? We are not, amen, Adam was not in Adam's boat. We are all in the same boat. Every single one of us have sinned and failed God. Sin tonight is a disregard of who God is. It is a rebellion against God's authority. So as we ask ourselves, can God love me again? Is there any way that I can come back from this? We automatically, amen, default to the word no. Because how many know that we think we've blown it? I've messed up. I don't know if I can come back from this. See, Adam and Eve, they lost their innocence. Oh, because of their sin. They were ashamed of who they found themselves to be. So God had to care for them and take care of them. So what does this have to mean with us today in 2026? See, it means that just as, amen, an innocent, amen, bystander had to die for the original sin, Jesus Christ, amen, an innocent from heaven came down to die for you and I. Something had to die. There was a sacrifice of an innocent life that was there to cover the shame of our lives, the shame of our guilt. See, as horrible as their sin was, God covered their shame by the death of something else for them. See, Jesus Christ, he came to give his life to cover the shame, amen, and guilt of our lives. He gave his life so that you could be covered once again and now be accepted by God. See, your sin tonight might be terrible, but Jesus Christ still paid the same price, whether it was for your sin, 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 and everybody else's sin, including my sin. Jesus paid in full by giving his life for you and I. Can God, as you ask yourself, can God ever love me again? The answer is yes. See, just like God did with Adam and Eve, he comes, amen, looking for you tonight. No matter what you've done, Ruby, where are you? Cameron, where are you? Justin, where are you? Sherry, where are you? See, we might think, amen, and these people over here, they're like, thank God he didn't pick me. But can I tell you, folks, he came looking for you too. He comes looking for you. The answer is yes. Adam, where are you? Can I tell you, he's looking for you tonight. You can put your name. Where are you? He calls you because he gave his life for you. For you. So that you can be covered from the guilt and shame that we placed ourselves upon. See, Jesus paid the price and gave you and I life because of his embrace and his love for you and I. See, tonight, it doesn't matter how bad you can say to yourself, Pastor, it was bad. Just like my brother, amen, he was punished because of how horrible and terrible, amen, his punishment was. Listen, amen, even his punishment is covered. Your punishment, no matter what you've done. Your failures, no matter how amen, far-fetched they've been. Jesus Christ still covers the multitude of our sins. It doesn't matter what failure. It doesn't matter what sin. Jesus paid in full so that you can be covered. God accepts you because God accepts what Jesus did upon the cross. Will you come back? I'm done. We're going to go home. But can I tell you? You can either leave ashamed. You can either leave the way you came in. You can either leave condemned. Or you can leave covered because that's what Jesus has done for you and I. I accept the latter. When I leave, I go home in joy. You know why? Because I know what Jesus has done for me. So when you leave and your head is down, that's because we don't realize that Jesus has covered where we were once innocent. And yes, we've messed up, but he doesn't hold those things against you and I. That's why he went looking for them. Where are you? I want to do something. I want to redeem your life so that you can know that I've covered the multitude of all your sins. Let me have every head bowed and every eye closed tonight. You're here in this place. You're not right. You're here in this place. Maybe you're backslidden. You want to give your life to Jesus once again. You have to make the decision to say, God, even though my sins were red as scarlet, I know that they will be made white as snow. God, I know that you know every aspect of my life. You know me so personally that nothing escapes you. And God, you're going to take my sin onto the depths of the sea, as far as the east is to the west, folks. Amen. That's what God wants to do for you tonight. You're here in this place and you're not saved. You're here in this place. You're backslidden. You're here in this place. The devil has condemned you. You're never going to be good enough. You're a failure. You're no good. Can I tell you tonight? We need to tell the devil, devil, get to sidestepping because I'm free. I'm free. Because I'm covered. I'm covered by the blood. Yes, I've messed up. And yes, I'm not, amen, glad of the things that I've done. But Lord, I know that you died for my sins. You've died. You died to cover and bring me back from a fallen state so that now once again I can be right in a right relationship with you again. Maybe that's you tonight. Simply do one thing. Raise your hand. You want to come back to God. Listen, don't be ashamed. God wants to cover your life. But he can't do that if we say the words, I'm good. I don't think I need that. No, we need it. And Jesus did everything so that you can come back to a state where your relationship with God is in right standing once again because of what Jesus has done for you and I. You're here in this place. You've never surrendered your life, or maybe you're backslidden. Can God touch you tonight? Can God touch you? Just simply raise your hand. All I want to do is pray for you. We're not going to put what you've done on blast. God already knows it. He just wants you to admit it. Anybody here tonight, you want to surrender your life to Jesus, so come back to him. Amen. Church, sometimes we feel unwanted. Sometimes we feel ashamed. Sometimes we even feel as failures. We've lived for God for years. God, why am I feeling this right now? I think what we need to do tonight is we need to come back to a realization and a knowledge of what Jesus has done for us. God sacrificed He used the skin of an animal to cover them. Here it is, fast forward years later. Jesus comes in. Man has, amen, continued in a state of a fallen nature. Jesus comes in. Amen. That was the plan that God, amen, would see fit. God didn't say, oh, what am I going to do now? God knows all things. He left heaven, came down to earth so that he can be the covering, the sacrifice for you and I tonight. So that he can be that perfect sacrifice so that you and I would be once again in right standings with God. Sometimes we forget that. Can we come to the altar and just recognize who we are and say, God, I thank you. In whatever capacity, whatever way, the altar is open. Come, lay hold of God tonight. Amen. Let Jesus touch your life. You're covered, folks. You're covered tonight. The blood of Jesus covers the multitude of our sins. The blood of Jesus, amen, has set me white as snow. It is in the blood. It is because of Jesus. It is because of what Jesus has done. That you and I tonight are not ashamed. When our innocence was stripped, when our lives spiraled downward, God said, I'm going to die for you. When our lives went, amen, to the deep end, I'm going to take you and pull you out. I know exactly where you are. I know exactly what you've done. And I'm going to cover you tonight. That's the love of Jesus Christ. Am I a failure? No. The things we do make us feel that way, but can I tell you, that's not what God sees in our lives. The only thing God sees is the blood. See, you see everything you've done, but can I tell you, that's not what God sees. Just as when the angel of death passed by in the death of the firstborn of Egypt, the blood covers her life. I'm a bypasser. Covers her life. I'm a bypass. Covers his life. I'm covers. This one's not covered. Strike them. See, when we're covered, God doesn't see our failures. God doesn't see our faults. All God sees is my blood upon their lives. Eso es lo que mira Dios. Dios no mira los fracasos y todas las otras cosas de nuestra vida. Lo único que Él mira es la sangre que fue derramado en la cruz del Calvario. So when the devil comes in and he tries to embarrass us or make us feel, I'm covered. We sing that song. I am covered, covered. Woo, Jesus. Amen. See, we're covered. Right? We're no longer walking, but we're covered. So we ought to tell the devil, devil, I'm covered. What I've done, I know I'm not proud of, but I've asked the Lord to forgive me. And because of that, he has covered me. He has covered me. And today I'm set free. I'm free. We need to talk to the devil that way. Devil, just come in and have a seat. Please don't bother me again. Just come in and just sit down right there. No, you need to tell him, get out of my life, out of my neighborhood, out of my city, out of my state, out of my country. You are no longer welcomed in this place. Because Jesus covered our lives. Amen. Anton, won't you pray tonight?